Good morning, Rick Yanley.
Sam Evans Brown, is it that time again? Is it Ask Sam Day?
It is Ask Sam Day.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
So today, we have a question that is slightly different from our usual routine because NHPR has launched its new climate reporting effort called By Degrees.
I've heard something about it.
And we have asked you for your questions about
Me?
Climate change, you, dear listener.
Oh.
And this was one that I chose from over 100 responses to the By Degrees survey that were submitted. And it's being read by our own Annie Ropeek, the newly appointed climate czar. It's from a listener who wished to remain anonymous, but clearly was feeling a little powerless in the face of climate change.
What can I do inexpensively to help the situation?
I want to help, but I'm cheap. This is something I can, this is an emotion I can get with.
This question drives me crazy. Drives me totally bonkers.
Really?
Yes. Because have you heard the term homo economicus?
I have not.
This is this idea that people, humans, are perfectly rational economic actors who are just like seeking the maximum utility in the world.
Yeah, that's bull.
And there is perhaps no topic that more effectively debunks that idea that such creatures exist in the world than this question of how to spend money to combat climate change.
Okay, explain.
Okay, so do you have a retirement account?
I do.
Let's just assume that you are getting roughly what the market gives. Do you mm-hmm. know what that is?
I don't.
My point exactly.
There we go.
So the market gives, you know, depends on the time frame we're talking about, but roughly like 10% return on investment, maybe a little lower for schmoes like us. So do you know what the return on investment on solar panels, installing them on the roof of your house is?
I don't.
It's about a 13% return here in New Hampshire. It's closer to 16% nationwide. So, you know, it's clearly better than the stock market. Switching your light bulbs in your house from incandescent to LED, 31% return on investment, Rick. 31%. And this list keeps going on. So if you're planning on being in your house for a long time, you could even do something like what Sue Reed is doing, which is a whole house deep energy retrofit, which is completely removing all the fossil fuel burning stuff from her home.
I've never been more excited to see holes being made in my walls and things being ripped out. So my house will run all of its energy systems, heating, cooling, hot water heating and cooking on clean electricity.
Sue, by the way, is a finance advisor with an organization called Mission 2020. And in a previous job, she co-authored this report called The Clean Trillion, which lays out how $1 trillion worth of capital per year could be reinvested profitably in climate mitigation strategies. The idea here is that if people are spending money rather than just like spending it on the way that they always have done it, just like redirecting that spend towards climate mitigation can still be profitable.
I mean, it sounds great in theory, Sam, but I think for a lot of people, that just sounds really lofty and really hard.
Yeah, well, I think how many people have you known who have like remodeled a kitchen, for instance?
Plenty of people.
Right.
Sure, a lot of people, yeah.
And here's the thing about remodeling a kitchen is there's a whole industry that's set up for you to do that. And when you reach out to those people, they just do it for you.
Yep.
And I would say remodeling a kitchen is not a terribly economically rational thing to do. You don't expect for there to be a return on your investment with a kitchen. You're getting a new kitchen. That's the point.
Sam, the paneling was pink. It had to be changed.
But a lot of these systems can be rejiggered with just a little bit of switching around of the institution so that when they come in to redo your kitchen, they're pushing you towards climate-friendly options that will, in fact, pay for themselves.
These are the kinds of win-win-win solutions that I'm excited about as an individual and really want to look for more ways to make it easier for everybody to do these things, getting the right policies in place to make all of this accessible and where there are any upfront costs before you reap those savings to figure out a way how to capture those longer term savings and make it cheap or no cost to invest in them in the first place.
And so that's why this question drives me nuts, because it's kind of an antiquated frame. It's really not that fighting climate change is necessarily as expensive. It actually can be quite profitable. It's just not the default. What it is not easy because we haven't yet made it easy.
Okay, so you reject the question outright, Sam.
It's an investment, not an expense.
Sam, if someone has a question that they want to get to you that you feel is legitimate, how can they do that?
They can call 1-844-GO-OTTER, or they can email the question to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.
We'll be right back.